And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
I'm Ashley Thornburg. A lot of people don't like bugs. Get a little squeamish even. Not Chuck Lura. You can't be much of a natural scientist if you don't like the natural world. In this week's Natural North Dakota, Chuck is not just talking about bugs. He's talking about giant bugs.
Come here. You have to see this big ugly bug. The excitement and disgust was evident as I was hustled out the campus building to a corner of the foundation by a security light. There on the sidewalk was a large beetle, 2 inches or more long, with a dull brown body with noticeably folded up wings. It had a long, narrow body, a comparatively small head, and 2 massive front legs, obviously modified for grasping prey. It was not a predaceous diving beetle. They're generally smaller, have a more oval body form, and are often shiny black with no obvious wings. This was a giant water bug. Giant water bugs are widely distributed in slow or stagnant water, such as lakes, ponds, marshes, and slow-moving rivers and streams, where they hide out amongst the vegetation, rocks, or similar cover. This particular bug was a long way away from water. They're powerful flyers, but seem to become disoriented by bright lights at night, such as street lights and security lights. I suspect that was the case here. The life cycle of these insects is a bit unusual. Females lay their eggs above the water on emergent vegetation, such as cattails or bulrushes. Then, rather than leaving them alone, the male proceeds to guard the eggs as they develop. After about 2 weeks, the eggs hatch into nymphs, which go through several growth or developmental stages, shedding their skin each time before morphing into adults. Both nymphs and adults are fierce predators. They feed on a variety of aquatic invertebrates, tadpoles, minnows, and small fish. They're even known to take much larger prey, such as frogs and snakes. They attack or ambush their prey and fiercely grasp onto it with their powerful front legs. Once in the firm grasp, the prey is injected with venom, which in addition to killing the prey also liquefies the internal organs, which are subsequently ingested through the bug's sucking mouthparts. If you're in the habit of walking around a body of water with your bare feet, you might want to reconsider. Giant water bugs are also known as toe biters. Apparently, these bites can be quite painful. Really painful, based on some accounts I've read. I've included a photograph of the giant water bug along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Bottineau. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.
Chuck Lura is a biology professor at Dakota College at Bottineau.